Let's cook. Richo, we had plenty of suggestions for your opening song last week. There was plenty of suggestions saying, I'm too sexy. Would you have liked that?
I could have taken that. Where did that song come from? Oh, my God. That's
your new song. We haven't put a voiceover yet. We're going to put the voiceover through it during the week, but that's your new song.
Fantastic.
That's your opener. Yeah, let's cook. Yeah, how good. Now, last week, what you're doing is you're luring us into a false sense of security, Richo. Last week, a nice, healthy stir fry. This week, what are you doing?
Oh, chocolate cake. We're coming up to Easter.
Yeah.
Everyone loves chocolate cake. And you know what? A lot of people are like, oh, I can't bake, can't make anything. I tell you what, this is so easy. Even you can make it.
Thank you.
Now, this is like it's basically you put it all into a pot, stir it around. So it's basically water, sugar, butter, cocoa, bicarbonate soda. You boil that up, just simmer it away for a couple of minutes so everything's dissolved, mm-hmm. and then throw in your let it cool down a little bit, and then you throw in your self-raising flour, your eggs, whip it around, pour it into a greased cake tin, and into the oven. You know, 40 minutes later, you take it out and you're good to go. Let it cool down a little bit, and there's even some icing to put on it. Which is just icing, sugar, cocoa, butter, and hot water.
How good is chocolate cake? Honestly, it is one of my favourite things in the world. Nothing beats a chocolate mud cake.
This one's beautiful. Once you've made it a few times, then you can muck around with the recipe and add some more chocolate to it and butter, slice it in half and pour melted chocolate over the top of it. You can go really crazy with it. But, you know, there are so many cakes, but, you know, it's one of those ones you can make really easy in the oven, take it out, pop it on the bench, and, you know, then you find little fingerprints in it, you know, where people have been peeling bits off it.
And you can put chunks of... I watched one the other day on TikTok. Of course, you get everything from TikTok. And I watched one the other day, and there was a fellow using just big chunks of Kit Kat and Twirl and all these great Cadbury chocolates, and he was just chucking them in this cake. And it, like, I tell you, like, you can get creative, can't you? I mean, this thing looked amazing.
Yeah, oh, you can go nuts with it. I mean, you can throw it all in and stir it around, and then you can take the cake, and if you want to make something like a trifle, you can make a chocolate trifle with it, you know? Break the cake up into a glass jar, and then you put all your chocolate bits and pieces, drizzle some chocolate, a nice little dollop of alcohol, whatever flavour you like, and off you go.
A little dollop of alcohol. What would you put in it?
Oh, look, I like Kahlua.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those sorts of things go really well.
Yeah. How good's Kahlua and milk?
we're going back a few years since I had one of those things.
Yeah, I had one last year. I think they're good.
With plenty of ice in it. That's what you want. Make sure it's nice and cold.
Now, can you reveal to us, I was at Boss last night having a few drinks. It was lovely there out in the veranda overlooking the city. Absolutely fantastic. Best view in the city, in my opinion. And I asked Liam whether or not there was going to be a suckling pig. Can you reveal anything for us yet, Richo?
Oh, look, we've got a suckling pig lunch planned in about a month's time. I think maybe 6 weeks away. I'll be coming up to do it up there. I've got to calm down with the suckling pigs. I'm doing them today in Melbourne. I've got 120 people at Boss at Bouvier restaurant in Melbourne. This is my venue in Melbourne. And then 120 people coming tonight for the same event. So that sells out. But I'll tell you what, when I do decide on a date, Peter, I will let you and your listeners be the first ones to know about
it.
They can book. Because it will book out really fast.
It'll book out super fast. It'll book out super quick because they are that good. Good on you, Richo. I know you're busy, mate. We'll let you go. We look forward to you, chatting to you next week, and we'll have our chocolate cake recipe up online by midday.
Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
There he is, Adrian Richardson. Thanks to Boss Restaurant.